see any of your friends. I don't. I know it's hard for you to be alone, but that's where we're different. I'd be emotionless all the way if I could. I should take your advice and find someone new, so I could have to. I don't want to. Fell asleep with your hand on my skull and my face in your lap. At the Bowery Hotel, missing you, how did I fall so fast? Seems like everything I do take me further from. So tethered to you.
All right, so that was 3 Days by Omar Apollo, a brand new track from one of my favorite musicians. He got a lot of love at the Grammys, so very happy for him. Love Omar. Looking forward to his new album when it comes out. And as always, this is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on this Monday afternoon on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And today is a very special day because I have some very, very special guests in the studio with me today. Two of my favorite people who I met in Copenhagen when I was abroad last spring. In fact, a year ago today, we were in Budapest, two of us together, which was so much fun. And we spent the weekend together in Salem, and they are visiting me at the station today. So I'm going to let them say hello. Lucy or Nitsai, do you want to say, introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Lucy, and I'm very pleased to be here right now. Julia is so cool.
Hi, I'm Nitsaya. First time on the radio, so psyched. Yay, Hot Tub Tapes!
Woo! And they will be coming back on the mic later to play some of their favorite songs. We worked collaboratively on this set all weekend, so they will be checking in with us later. For the meantime, we've got a brand new Indigo D'Souza track called Young and Dumber coming right up. I saw her this summer, and she is the coolest ever. And following that, we'll have some brand new Caroline Polachek. And then we'll come back, we'll chat, and then Lucy and Nitsai will play some of their favorites. So without further ado, This is a Young and Dumber.
On the court.
potential is the drug they never knew you never tried. But you see it in my eyes, and that is where, yeah. Threading the needle, it ain't possible. If only to get me out the door. Oracle and Odyssey with the bloody nose. If I'm on your street, you'll be the last to know. For I get dizzy.
All right, that was Pretty Impossible by Caroline Polachek, one of my favorite female pop artists at the moment. You may recognize her voice from the band Chairlift. She was the front woman of that band back in the early 2010s. And she left Chairlift to do her own thing and just released her brand new album, Desire I Want to Turn Into You, on Valentine's Day. It was the best Valentine's Day gift the music world could have ever received. It is a no-skips perfect album, and I've been listening to it a lot. It's one of my favorite tracks on the album, Pretty Impossible. And she's coming to Boston in March. And if I do not see her, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I have to see her. That's the only option. And she's playing at Roadrunner, which is my favorite venue in Boston. So that is a show I will be at, and I recommend that everyone else should be at that show, too. It's going to be amazing. And before that was Young and Dumber by Indigo D'Souza. Awesome new track from her. Hopefully a new album on the way. And we're going to keep it moving right along with some of Lucy's picks. And I'll let her introduce those after we play them in the next little set break. But it's just been so fun to like see what my friends are listening to and have them play their music on air. And Lucy is especially primed for this as a radio and podcast host herself. So I'm sure her voice is going to be even sexier and smoother than mine, because she's such a pro. But it's so fun having friends in the studio, especially friends that don't go to Tufts and that I don't see very often. So if you're listening, let us know. Chat us up on the chat. Text me directly. Never call the phone. You know the deal. I can't pick it up. Don't do it. So next up is going to be one of Lucy's picks. By an artist called Plain Faraday, and the song is called Pink Blazer.
You look beautiful in your pink blazer. I thought
maybe I could take you on a date later. We could sit by the water, it's deeper now. Next thing I know, we're falling in love. But you know, I'll jump in, cause I wanna chase you down the river again. But I'm wondering if I can still recognize you. And you know, if you grab my hand, I'll keep swimming till we're back on land. But I'm wondering if I can still recognize you. You're on my mind at 4 a.m. I'm sleeping in your parents' basement, thinking about pain so real I can just about taste it. Well, it's an opportunity to grow and not be wasted. You know, I'd keep running if you didn't make me face it. But you know, in my head, I'm painting pictures of what I've misread. And I'm wondering if I can still recognize you. And you know, the things you've said, they don't line up with the record. I'm wondering if I can still recognize you.
Elevators out of order, use the stairs. But don't you ever let what's in your path. Be that still and quiet or as loud as a crash. Be like, whoa.
Perfect. So when y'all bring hater stuff up, I don't even get nervous. Kinda like it don't exist, just a figment of imagination. And wickedness, I'm not relating. Situation, looking at it lately with the wisdom of a man who made it. The bright side, the light side, never dealing with the fakest. In Aquarius vernacular, aquatic, a splash of love, quenching you with a dripping style, more elevated than fashion, bruh. Drenching you, I sit and watch everybody miss the view. They too concerned with the minuscule, instead of working on many skills that they have. Stay clear, stay pure. Life too short for you to stay mad.
Be like water, yeah. Just let it flow. Water, just let go. Be like water, where we'll end up, we don't know. Water, just let it flow.
That was such a fun little outro. Lucy, do you want to tell us all about those songs?
Sure. So the first one is Pink Blazer, which I found on my Discover page, Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify. Never heard it before. Don't know the artist at all. I wish I did, but it's a fun little combination of indie soul funkiness that I like a lot. And then the next one, I'm sure a lot of people recognized, was Be Like Water by PJ Morton featuring Nas and Stevie Wonder. And it's just like an epic trio. And I listened to a podcast recently called Switched on Pop, and it broke down that song particularly. I would highly recommend. And yeah, PJ Morton is awesome.
I love that podcast too. It's such a good one.
So good.
So I can just imagine them in the studio like hanging out and having the best time recording that song.
Yeah, and it's run by a Brown alum, so you got a, you know, Brown University pride.
Yes.
On Tufts
Unfortunately,
Radio.
We've got some competing radio stations in the building today, but it's going to be okay. It's fine.
No, we're Tufts stands right now.
Yeah, you're in the Tufts studio. You have to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lizzie, how would you describe your taste in music?
I would say I alternate between soul funky phases and then more indie phases, so those two songs are a good representation of like what I alternate between. Right now I think I'm more in like the funky soul phase, so yeah.
And Lucy has been auxing our entire weekend together and has been absolutely killing it on aux, so
by default
but you know, I would choose you if I had to. You've been amazing at it, been killing it. Lots of Anderson .Paak, which
yes.
We all love.
He's so cute. His little beanie.
We all want to look like him.
Yeah.
Specifically Lucy.
Specifically
but
me. Yes.
I would love to dress like Anderson .Paak as well.
You would look great.
You would look great too.
Thank you.
Amazing. So next up is a couple of Nitzaya's picks, and we'll let her talk all about them after the break. And the first song that she picked is called Louis Bag by Yebba, and I cannot wait to hear it. This is so fun. I'm hearing songs on the radio I've never heard before. It's like a little surprise. So we'll check back in a little bit.
Was a stormy winter. I watched the city burn, and ever since I can't remember, that's just the way it hurt. And it goes on and on
All right, that was a great 1975 pick by Nitzaya, and I'm going to let her talk all about the songs that she chose. Take it away.
Thank you, Julia. So the first one was Yeba, Louis Bag. It was a live version that I really love because my brother, shout out to the Schillers, he showed me that song, and I really love it. Yeah, the second one, 1975, they just never do me wrong. I think they're amazing. Yeah, big fans.
What are your opinions on Matty Healy? He's a very controversial guy.
You know, but he's beautiful, so I think that makes it better. I actually saw him live at a music festival called Hangout in Alabama. So those are the things that New Orleans teenagers get up to, and it was awesome.
Wow. Did he eat raw meat on stage?
Oh, my God, no.
He does that. Do you know that?
I missed out.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Well, you have to see him again in the hopes that he'll eat raw meat on stage in front of you.
I'm going to pray to God I see that.
And Nitzaya and I actually went to the same Maggie Rogers show in Boston. It was such a good show.
It was incredible.
And you were up really close.
Yeah. I felt like I could touch her. It was so cool.
What was your favorite song that she played?
Horses was pretty amazing. Light On. I felt like her entire stage presence was incredible. And she also, the lighting the entire time, her cute dance moves. It was a treat to watch. She's incredible.
It was such a good show. I can't believe I didn't see you. The whole time I was looking for Nitzaya and I could not find you in the crowd, but that's what happens.
I was crying in the crowd. Maybe seeing you at this point is better.
Probably. Yeah, and extra shout out to the Schillers for hosting us this weekend. Nitzaya's family is the best, and we had the best time, so it was so much fun. And next up, I'm going to play a few more of my picks. First is going to be a brand new Daniel Caesar track. We were actually talking in the car about, and Lucy was like, oh, Daniel Caesar hasn't released music in a while. And I was like, wait, yes, he has. So this is a brand new Daniel Caesar track. And this one is going to go out to a certain someone who thinks they discovered Daniel Caesar. And you know who you are. And then next up is going to be brand new Tennis. Their new album's coming out soon. Very excited for that. So this track is called Let Me Go.
I'm trying to breathe. Why won't you let me? I'm trying to leave. Please just forget me. Hang on to sleep. Our sun is setting. Can hardly believe this got so messy.
sorry. That was Hotel Valet by Tennis off their brand new album, Pollen, which just came out on February 10th. One of my favorite bands and a band that my very dear friend Maddie Aitken put me on. She has her own show in WMFO at 2 a.m. and she's still killing it. And before that, we played the new Daniel Caesar track. Wasn't that so good? It was excellent. And I can't wait for more new music from him. And before we get going with a couple more Lucy picks to round out the show, we've got a very special treat for you today. And if you are a longtime listener of WMFO, you know that here we read one PSA per hour as per FCC guidelines. And today I've got a special guest to read my PSA for me. And they're going to be reading my very favorite PSA of all time. You know it. You love it. It's the ladder safety PSA. You know. And so, Lucy and Itzaya, take it away. Tell us all about ladder safety.
Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
I feel like that webpage does not exist. No. It's just ridiculous. Like, be careful, but I don't think that statistic is right.
No.
There's no way. All right, back to the music. Next up, we've got a couple more Lucy picks. This is Syncopate by Michelle.
Let's get down. I don't mean an acting bit. I mean just the words. Read.
Love that bit. It's done so many times.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All right, do another bit, Minnie. Any bit.
Oh God, I have no divine soul.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you.
All right, that was such a beautiful track, and that was one of Nitzaya's picks. Do you want to tell us all about it?
Yeah, it's Elvis, and I think it's so beautiful. I saw it on Big Little Lies, which is such a good show, but it warms my heart. I'm a big fan of that one.
Such a good show, too. So good. And the last two before that were Lucy's picks.
Yeah, so I can't even... the first one was Syncopate by Michelle. They also sang a song called Sunrise that maybe more people have heard. I love that one. Everything they produce is in all caps, which just makes me happy. And then the second one was Romeo and Juliet by Peter McPolland, who Julia had never heard of, which I think is a serious gap in your music knowledge,
really,
if
is.
I have to say, you know.
Yeah, no, I love that song. You played it in the car, and I was good. Like, whoa, this is so good. So, going on the playlist, for sure.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm in, like, a John Green book or something like
That's
that.
That's so true.
Yeah. It's like the credits rolling, like, angsty girl, nerdy boy, yeah.
We should be in that movie.
I mean,
That's our lives.
Would you be the nerdy boy or the angsty girl?
Both.
I think you got angsty girl on lock, honestly.
You're a nerdy boy.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, we got... one more very special song to round out the hour, but I just want to say thank you so much to Lucy and Nitzaya for being on the show today. It's been so fun to show them around the studio and have them see this little piece of my life, and they're very special to me. So this weekend was so much fun. I can't wait for more adventures in the future. And just before we sign off, our last song, it's going to be very special because we all were in Copenhagen together. We studied abroad, and while we were there, there was a very important popular band by the name of Scarlet Pleasure, a Danish band. That we all loved, and our friend Maya specifically loved very, very much.
Shout out, Maya.
Shout out, Maya. We miss you so much. This one's for you. And this song, What a Life by Scarlet Pleasure, was featured in a movie called Another Round. It's a fantastic Danish movie with Mads Mikkelsen, who we think is very sexy. And this song is in the end of the movie, and I feel like just sums up like our experience in Copenhagen so well, and just like makes me so nostalgic whenever I listen to it. So this one is for Maya and for our beautiful Copenhagen love story. All of us, all together.
All three of us.
All three of us, plus Maya. And everyone else who was in Copenhagen with us. So making that the best semester ever. So this is Julia. You've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes, plus some very special guests on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'll be back next Monday at 3, minus the special guests. Very sad. Maybe we'll have some new special guests. Who knows? Keep it rolling. So thank you for tuning in. And this is What a Life by Scarlet Pleasure.
What a life, what a night, what a beautiful, beautiful ride. Don't know where I'm in 5, but I'm young and alive. Fuck what they are saying, what a life. I am so thrilled right now, cause I'm popping right now. Don't wanna worry about a thing,
don't wanna worry.
But it makes me terrified to be on the other side. How long before I go insane? I am so thrilled right now, cause I'm popping right now. Don't wanna worry about a thing,
don't wanna worry.
But it makes me terrified to be on the other side. How long before I go insane? What a life. Making me paranoid, to float like an asteroid. How long before I go insane? Don't really have a clue, nothing I need to do. I got some money but ain't got no plan. It's making me paranoid, to float like an asteroid. How long before I go insane? What a life, what a night, what a beautiful, beautiful. What a life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds. If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you, and good luck to us all.
Hey, everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far.